This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, so Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Sheldon Rankins was just released by the Cincinnati Bengals, aging defensive tackle. Did play in New Orleans when Dan Campbell was part of the New Orleans staff. Is this a player, I believe he's 30 years old. Is this a player that the Lions would have interest in?
He'll be 31 in early April. Okay. And I don't think so.
You know what he feels to me like Sheldon Rankins might be? He feels like the perfect fit if they get shredded by injuries again. He seems like a guy that if he were still on the market last year when they were parading through literally like guys off the street, Miles Adams, you know, that whole thing, that they probably would have rather had Sheldon Rankins.
Parading through, huh?
Yep. But I don't. He's not like a solution. He's at best a depth guy.
Yeah, and he was put on the non-football injured list last year. He only played 7 games last year.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he started all 7 games. I mean, he's been a starter in his career for the most part, 73 starts in 116 games. But I don't know if you have to look there. Would I rather have Sheldon Rankins or do I want to see Broderick Martin get some snaps?
Yeah, or supply and demand kind of stuff. He adds a supply. And the one thing I'll say is that if he, you know, at any point, if he's still on the market and they're looking for a depth guy, then I don't see them running out and signing him unless Dan Campbell loved him. Just because he played for a team that Campbell was on the staff doesn't necessarily... Sometimes you see those things that make all the sense. It's like, yeah, let's do it. But this doesn't feel like a must-do thing.
It doesn't feel like a must-do thing. And then at the same time, I always kind of take my default position. If Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell think this guy is a key to them winning, okay. Like if they sign him, I'm like, all right, well, they got him for a reason, I guess.
All right,
I just don't see it.
Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Skyler in Windsor. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Skyler.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
It's going well.
Good, good, good. This is obviously a little more for Rico and Valente, but I love you guys too. But yesterday they were talking a lot of mess about the old Canadian hockey team, so it was nice to see them take them down last night. So I just kind of wanted to rub that in a little bit.
Why didn't you call them?
I got a little excited, called a little early, but I figured I'd let it out.
Why don't you call them? I don't want to sit here and have to have you talk trash to us because of something somebody else said. What the hell kind of deal you think this is?
Right.
Hey, you didn't talk trash, but I'm going to talk trash back to you because somebody else did. No.
Not up in here?
Not up in here.
Not up in here.
2:00, call back if you so choose. Am I wrong on this? We're supposed to cash a check somebody else wrote?
No, they're big boys. They can handle it.
Well, Mike's out today.
Is he?
Yeah. Jeff Ring is in, buddy.
Has Ringer been talking trash? I think
Ringer's been talking trash. Dude, oh my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Bobby, you've heard some of it? It's kind of on brand.
Yeah, he's ready.
Was that guy, hey, guys, I want to set you up and make you the worst deal ever. I'm going to belittle you and rub your nose in it for stuff you didn't say.
Oh, thank you. It's all right. You handle it sufficiently.
Try and give everybody their airtime. Try and be respectful. Not that. Let's go to Chad in Royal Oak. You're next. Hi, Chad.
Hey, boys. They're just throwing you under the bus, eh?
I guess.
Jeez. So, yeah, two quick things. The first thing I wanted to mention just after watching the Four Nations is how small the gap is, I think, between, USA hockey and Canada hockey as a whole. Mm-hmm. When you single out players, I mean, McJesus is by far the best player in the league, right? But if you look at, Matthews and, Picard, they're pretty close. So, I think it's a big props to the USA developmental hockey system over the last little bit.
Yep.
And the second thing, with that being said, I mean, Larkin is a complete stud. You know, I think the whole world saw it, the goal he had in the first game. I mean, I knew he was a stud ever since watching him back at Michigan and go blue, beat state. But, I think the whole world really knows that, Larkin is a stud. He's one of the best players on the planet. And I can't wait for the second half of Red Wings hockey, boys. I don't know what you guys
think. Certainly with them in their position that they are in, people are concerned that they're going to lose some momentum coming out of this thing because they were playing so well. As far as Larkin standing in Detroit, you just love to see it because he comes home with more respect than he left with. And, I think Larkin's shortcomings are probably, he's not in that elite upper crust tier of goal scorers. He doesn't put the puck in the net the way that, we've seen others do. And, Connor McDavid being, as he brought up the example, Nathan MacKinnon. I mean, there are plenty of examples of these guys. But he did so much to help this team. And I don't know, going from a fourth line guy who had the second least amount of ice time in the opener to the role he played last night, where he was like top three in shifts, top five in ice time. When the puck got dropped in overtime, he was on the ice. He was on the penalty kill, although penalty kill special teams weren't huge in this tournament because there just wasn't a ton of penalties.
And give Coach Mike Sullivan credit. He recognized that this guy's making a difference every shift. I got to get him out for more shifts. AnswerCon from MLive was at Red Wings practice, and apparently Coach McClellan confirmed that Larkin will be in the lineup tomorrow and Sunday. Said, quote, he'll be playing 5 games in 7 days, so we'll have to find some rest for him sometime. But that sometime is not coming this week, and he's expected to start in both games or play in both games.
Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. I hope Larkin gets a standing ovation here at the next home game at the Joe Oops Little Caesars.
I think he will. If there's an opportunity, I don't think they announce starting players to start the game, but if they do, he'll get a huge ovation.
Absolute diehard fan here, watched only the NHL. 10-minute overtime and 3-2-1 point system needs to be implemented in the NHL immediately. I learned that Jack Hughes can be a ghost. The guy was invisible all tournament. That's from Max in Clarkston.
Yeah, Hughes and Eichel. Kind
of. Yeah.
They're both great players, though.
It's funny. It's one thing that happens in hockey. You get into huge series and games.
Lots expected of you.
Yeah, a lot is expected. And if the puck isn't on your stick enough, you just get trashed. People are like, where the hell was? And I remember a time, Gator, when we used to do talk shows during playoff games, and there was invariably, where the hell is blank?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in that sport, it's harder to control your impact on the game.
When is Austin Matthews going to score a goal?
Or cover Connor McDavid in the
spot. Oh, boy.
I'm a fan of all sports, and I think I learned last night that there are too many teams in the league, and the game is watered down. Could you imagine more of these types of games with the caliber of play because there were only 24 teams in the league? I didn't get that call. I got that rant off the air today from morning show producer Tom Milliken. He gave me, Tom can be a tad bit intense at times.
Yeah, a little bit.
He came out of the studio with the Tom walk.
Mm-hmm.
Here he comes. I'm about to get a Kang is laughing. You know the walk, right? Here comes Tom. He's got something to say.
About to get an earful.
We all know it.
A lot of times he's very respectful and says, hey, I hope I'm not in your time.
He does.
And then he's going to let you have it.
And today there's too many teams in the league. That was his theory.
It's too many teams in the NHL?
Yeah.
I disagree with it.
We've got some text on that, too. I mean, the theory behind that is obviously yesterday we saw the best of the best on all four lines, right?
Yep.
And how many penalties were there?
One.
It was clean hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good scoring chances, great goaltending. The theory behind that is if you have more of that throughout the league and less of the grinders or whatever you want to call them, the guys that muck it up, that the game would be more viewable, enjoyable for, you know, the regular sports fan.
Interesting. Well, look, I...
Still not tough enough.
Here we go.
Kidding. Enough fighting.
248-539-9797. Hey, when a game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of a game, want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can combine your bets in a same game parlay. You know what I do? I find oftentimes with the live betting, a game starts, somebody goes up 4-0, and the point spread changes way too much. So I like to pounce then. New customers, you can get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. FanDuel.com/Doug. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I said Dylan Larkin was going to get the 40 goals or Lucas Raymond?
I'll tell you what. I'll make it easy on you and say whoever is closer to it.
I thought I said it was Lucas Raymond.
I can't remember who. It was one of the, obviously, it was one of the two.
They
it was
both,
Lucas Raymond.
Was it? Okay. I thought so. You brought it up earlier, and I'm like, yeah, I did.
That's
say
That's going
to
be tougher for you.
Oh, no.
He's got two less than Dylan. And Dylan's got one less than Alex DeBrincat.
Are you saying you don't have faith?
I didn't say that. It's going to be tough to do.
I'm going to make another prediction.
Yeah. Oh,
I like
prediction. Wow. Here we are.
Another prediction. I'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. First,
Cars Casino.
I got to tell you, this Yankee thing with the facial hair policy
that they've had forever.
Yeah, they've had forever. You can't have facial hair and be a New York Yankee. And they lifted that archaic policy today.
As long as it's a properly groomed beard, if that's what you're going to do.
I will tell you that might be the most archaic company policy in America in 2025. No facial hair. What are we doing? Does it impact the way you play the game?
Yes.
that,
I mean, look, that's you're
dirt
a company.
Stash, you're not doing as well with the dirt stash.
You're a company. You can put out some rules and policies in place and say, look, this is how we do things here. We expect it to be professional. And part of being professional is that you're well-groomed. You get on a plane, you're wearing a suit. You know, these are things that they do.
Well, I guess... we'll use this as a window to ask Detroit, does anybody work at a company, you don't have to say which one, that has an insanely archaic policy?
Yeah, is there a policy within your workplace that you're like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
We have to abide by this.
Mm-hmm. Something that you think is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797.
Some people are like, yeah, that I have to come into the office now. Well, 5 years ago you did. So
yeah. Anyway, just thought we'd throw that out there. If anybody, anybody's got an archaic company policy, and then look, like we like to say, safe space here. You know, we're not going to make you.
No judgment.
Well, we're not going to make you out your company and get in trouble.
Okay, plenty of judgment. Just don't mention your company.
Yes. If you don't want to. I mean, if you want out, hey, I work for FedEx and, you know.
And you get texted too, 248-539-9797. Same number to call.
That's right. FedEx was just a randomly chosen example out of thin air.
Yes.
I don't want to impugn any company.
I work for Guapo International. And at Guapo International, I got to tell you, man. They have a policy that all dress shoes have to have laces, and I think it's ridiculous. I mean, what's wrong with a loafer? And, you know, if you have the proper pant length, it's going to cover the top of the shoe anyway. But at Guapo International, you've got to conform.
I work for USA Hockey, and there's an archaic policy that you have to cover the best player in the world when they're standing in the slot in overtime.
I have a feeling you're going to boo Austin Matthews every time that you see him playing against the Red Wings, let alone every time you see him playing hockey.
No, I'm laying it on a bit thick today.
Yet, with 34 takes the ice. At LCA, if you're there.
If they're playing him in a postseason game.
Oh, we're going to boo him regardless.
Yeah. Guapo International.
Guapo International.
248-539-9797. You asked for it in your show sheet, and I will oblige.
Okay.
You asked for a prediction of where the Pistons will end up in the NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really, really want them to have home court.
What seed are they going to be?
Yep. I'm going to say comfortably that the Detroit Pistons will be in the 4-5 matchup.
Okay.
As the 5 seed.
But it's the 5 seed.
Yeah, I think Indiana's going to keep them at bay. But I really look forward, if we get to that, to a Detroit-Indiana series. With Tyrese Halliburton, Miles Turner, some of the bad blood.
Siakam.
I think Siakam, you can easily dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
I think a Detroit-Indiana series in the 4-5, I think it's a winnable series for Detroit. I think Indiana really wants to keep Detroit down the last two games. There's been some bad blood. And I think it's a little bit because Detroit is starting to, you know, become a factor here. In the East, and teams want to keep them in their place. So could they catch them? Of course they could. But I have respect for Indiana. I think they're a really good team. And I think they'll keep Detroit at bay. I love... Oh, love is overstatement. Given the... Because I don't love the suspension that a player got busted, and he's one of my favorite non-Detroit players. Bobby Portis getting suspended in Milwaukee is kind of a big thing. And they're ahead of Detroit in the standings. He will miss the next 25 games. So I'm going to put Detroit in the 4-5 series as the 5 seed against Indiana.
I agree with you. I think they end up being a 5 seed.
Yep.
And yet we know this is tight in the Eastern Conference. It's tight both conferences, but where the Pistons are at right now, a game and a half behind Milwaukee, 2.5 games behind Indiana, and they are 2 games in front of Orlando and 3 games in front of Miami, 3.5 in front of Atlanta, and that takes you through the 9 seed. There's a lot of competition between 4 and 9. And I like the way the Pistons are playing. I like the addition they got before the trade deadline. I think having this time off is probably good to get, okay, maybe now they get back into having some more practices with new players in the mix, and let's get things going here. And hopefully the time off is going to do this team well, and they get back after it. I do like their chances to overtake Milwaukee. I don't know if they've got enough to overtake Indiana, but if that ends up being the first round matchup, Indiana and Detroit,
yep,
that's going to be fun.
You know, you take a look at this team and they're playing, like they're on track right now. They're paced to win more than 43 games. And given that their over under was like 7 or whatever it was. It was some paltry amount. They will like double. What was their over-under? Do you remember? Was it 23?
For wins, I think it was like 23 and a half.
Okay.
And then it got adjusted again to like 28. And obviously they've got 29 right now.
So they have a chance to double what their over-under was.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to John and McComb. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, John.
Gents, love the show. Every day I listen to you coming home from work.
Awesome.
So anyways, so back in 87 when I got out of the Corps, there was really no work out there, and I was trying to get into any police department I could. I had to go through the academy, but I got into a security company. And I'll tell you, the name of it at that time was called Whacking Up Security. And I was working for GM out of their Saturn division at the front desk where all the executives came in. One day, as you guys were saying, I came in and I didn't shave. The guy, my lieutenant comes up and says, you either shave or you're in the plant tomorrow. I was like, I didn't have time today. You know, I got to wear a suit and that. The next day I was in a plant. The next day.
Wow.
So they made you adhere to a facial hair policy, just like in Yankees.
And I was only 23 years old at the time, so, you know, it's not like I had a freaking, a heavy 5 o'clock shadow. I still had the peach fuzz going, you know?
I was
going to
say, are you a hairy bastard, or, I mean?
No, sir.
So because you had some peach fuzz, or, like, yeah, that's too much?
Well, I think the guy was a lieutenant, and he was a reservist in the Coast Guard, and I was in the Corps, Marine Corps.
Oh, so a little military rivalry?
There's a little jealousy going on, because I was in the infantry. I was a machine gunner, 0331 M60 gunner. Mm. And so me and him talked a couple times, and I think the jealousy came out. But I was like, yeah, be kidding me, facial hair?
Okay, so it sounds like this was a while ago. It's not still your...
Oh, it was late 80s, early
1987, 90s. Yeah.
Look. That would be somewhat archaic. 248-539-9797. Does
you have
your
a
company
beard now?
Does your company have an archaic policy? This is what the Yankees finally, after all of these years, dropping the facial hair policy. A lot of them are coming in via ticket text, including a couple of people that apparently work at Guapo International. It is Carson Anderson. Hey, just a reminder. Stream the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. Listen to 97.1 The Ticket on the app for your chance to win the ultimate trip to Vegas. You can win $20,000 plus you and three friends will stay in the Circa Resort and Casino, Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Stream with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com. Then you can... watch the show and participate in the streaming app there. So check it all out. Ways to take in all the programming and content here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Detroit, want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think with TruGreen. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, TruGreen brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th to get one free application. Plus, with their price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best value. And if you're not satisfied, TruGreen will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. It's all part of their promise to you. Don't wait. Visit TruGreen.com today to get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Pistons back in action tonight, taking on the Wembanyama-less San Antonio Spurs. Game and a half behind Milwaukee in the battle for playoff positioning in the East. Pistons currently in the sixth spot, Milwaukee in the fifth, Indiana in the fourth. Gator and I both think that 4-5 series is a legitimate, realistic goal. And sure, they could get to the fourth spot. I do have respect for Indiana. That would be a fun first-round matchup. Mr. NBA back there, Kang, how would you feel about a Detroit-Indiana first-round matchup?
As long as they avoid that, you know, play-in tournament, I'm good, man. I mean, I think they'll end up getting the sixth seed, personally, which would avoid that play-in tournament. But it's going to be a battle no matter who they play because I feel like they've gotten into it with like all those teams in the middle at some point this year, whether it's Indiana, Milwaukee, the Magic. There's going to be some feistiness, which should be fun. And, you know, I don't want to just go in there, get swept. Like, I feel like the last time the Pistons made the playoffs, that's what happened. This time, they're fighting back. They have
it's like the last three times.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. They make the playoffs, they haven't won a game. Yep. But we got Cade Cunningham rising up in this league, and hopefully with the veterans they sign, with Beasley and Tobias, like they can actually make some noise this time, but it should be fun.
Yeah, has a chance to be. Red Wings back in action tomorrow, coming out of the break for the very successful Four Nations Cup. A couple things out of that. One is, does this have a chance to make hockey bigger? Why hasn't it been bigger? Because the display of what we saw last night was incredibly appealing. Now, given we all know that every NHL game doesn't look like that with elite-level talent and Game 7 intensity. In fact, no NHL games have that much talent on the ice at the same time and that kind of intensity. But talk about a win as far as replacing an all-star game. And what did you learn? Non-hockey fans, what did you learn if you were just sampling it for the first time in a long time or you're just not a big hockey fan but you decided to watch this? Safe space. It can be anything from I learned, you know, who these players were, or I learned who this guy was or that guy was, or I learned what icing was. We don't, we're perfectly fine. We just want to know, what is it you learned? Hardcore hockey, or Red Wing fans that didn't watch the whole league, what did you learn? Because I got to tell you, it's a different watch when you're rooting for guys you're not accustomed to rooting for. Like Gator and I came away with the same thing. Jacob Slavin's Nick Lidstrom. I didn't realize
he was that good. Say it was Nick Lidstrom.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. He is a modern-day Nick Lidstrom.
Did not say that at all.
I think he's a modern-day.
Don't put that on Gator.
Don't put that on me. I because I don't think they play the same game, but he is a guy who is sacrifices his body all over the place, dives in front of pucks, and he's a player you would love to have. He's grit and determination, and he was a difference maker.
I think he's about the closest thing, is maybe a better way to put it, that I've ever seen.
Better than Lidstrom?
Wow.
You know, the crazy thing about it was when he won the Lady Bing, which goes back to 2021, he averaged 22 minutes and 59 seconds on the ice per game.
You can say 23 minutes.
At 23 minutes.
I'll give you the second.
Thanks. And had 2 penalty minutes all year.
That's unbelievable.
It truly is. Now, I believe 2021 was at the COVID year, so they didn't play as many games. 56 games, yeah, so they didn't play as many games, but still, that is incredible. Absolutely incredible. 248-539-9797. All right, here's some feedback coming in. UPS drivers and management weren't allowed to have facial hair less than 10 years ago. That's from Ryan and Ipsy. My company forces every employee. Oh, the reason we're doing this is because the Yankees finally got rid of their no facial hair policy, which feels archaic. Does your company have a archaic policy? My company forces every employee to call their boss and explain their sickness slash reason with them to get the day off. 99% sure it's illegal, but that's the rule.
It's a rule.
I used to work for a pest control company and we had to shave every week. Granted, that company was Mormon owned.
I don't know what that has to do with it.
I don't either.
Mormon's not a facial hair.
Scott writes in, I work at the Death Star. If I disagree with my boss, he chokes me with his mind.
Is that a Darth Vader joke, or does he work for the Department of Justice? Just wondering.
Wow. Let's go to Brian in Shelby Township. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey. This is about Four Nations. I just want to know what you guys think about Coach Sullivan of USA sitting Kyle Connor 15 minutes before game time when Kyle Connor is one of the best players in the league, one of the best goal scorers, at least, and he put him in for Chris Kreider.
Yeah, and then Kreider got limited ice time.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Yeah.
They had Nelson, Kreider, and Trocheck on a line. Kyle Connor is, like, about to have his best year.
Yeah, and Kreider's not had a good season, but he's a former 50-goal scorer. You know, and then on top of that, when you look at Matthew Tkachuk not even being able to really play in this game.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Maybe it even looks worse, but... You know, that's why you trust the guys to make the right decisions. And is that what cost him the game? I don't think that's what cost him the game, but you can argue it could have.
Yeah, I just think we needed more players to show up. I mean, it took them 3 to 4 games to put Larkin with Matthews, and I think that was the best line in yesterday's game. They looked really good together.
It did, and it was – I mean, everything got impacted when Matthew Tkachuk – couldn't go. And that's a question of should he have suited up in the first place.
Right, because he was hurt going into it. Yep. He did play a somewhat regular shift in the first period and then was done.
The worst policy is no onions in the office. That's from Scott A.
I agree with that. It's a terrible policy.
Scott A, or did he write a city or a place he was writing from there, Doug?
From the Jamie Samuelson studio.
Oh, okay.
Someone here's got a policy of no onions in his car.
Yeah, so
when he goes to pick up food, if he's going to go get lunch for somebody.
If he's going to go pick up food, he doesn't mind picking up food for people here, but he will say, as long as your order doesn't have onions in it, because I'm not putting onions in my car.
So if you get a, let's say, a burrito bowl from Chipotle, which has been one of our kind of go-tos back when we used to, you know, somebody would go out and get lunch, despite the fact that it's completely wrapped up in with a bowl that's got a top on it that is sealed up, and then it's in a bag, despite all that, he still contends that, no, I can smell them.
Yep.
No, you can't. But it's his policy.
He's got a very sensitive nose.
He's got a policy.
I think if I pass gas here at work, my wife smells it where she works. Like, she smells everything. So I'm...
Jeez.
Not like that. Some people have very sensitive...
Like, you can let one fly in the living room. She could be up in the bedroom, dude. And she'd be like, oh,
no, you know what it is? If I let one fly at like 4:30 and she gets home at 5:15, did you fart? Dude, that was 45 minutes ago.
It's got some staying power. Did you have garlic last night?
I did, but seriously.
Onions?
How many? I don't know if your wife is like this. She'll go, what's that smell? And I'll be like, what?
Head on a swivel.
What smell? Should I talk about the video I sent you guys last night? Puck drops and she starts vacuuming. I'm like, honey.
Did you tell her that you were sitting down to watch the game too?
Or she knew, yeah.
She knew, right?
Yeah, of course she knew.
It's ridiculous.
So that, well, I sent that out that your response was great.
Oh, yeah, because I get the same thing, but it's like all of a sudden she wants to ask me, like, what do you want to do with our life insurance policy? I'm like, dude, it's the game just started right now. I don't have time. What do you think we should do for 4th of July this year? And I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Apparently, my coworkers on the show have a policy where they communicate with each other, but not with me.
Well, it involved something.
It
was the wives.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the text thread.
Does Lois bother you when the game starts?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Does she start vacuuming as well?
You know how many times I have to get up and let the dog out while I'm trying to watch a game that's only taking up 2.5 hours? Constantly.
The worst policy for me is not allowing PGA players to wear shorts when it's 100 degrees. Kevin in a truck. Discount Tire used to have a no facial hair policy. Well, you could have a porn stash. About 4 years ago, they finally let you have a certain shaven beard, number 2 or less on the trimmer. Wow.
Did it specifically say porn stash or just mustache?
You got to earn it, man. You know?
Yeah. All right, you're going to like this.
Yeah?
Yep. Got a Twin Peaks read.
Yeah.
And apparently we have a fight, which is not my jam.
Oh, we got a UFC?
Yep. And I've asked them to spell the names phonetically. They have not.
Oh, they have not. So it's
up to you guys to judge how I do.
Is this the first time you're going through this?
First time I'm going through it.
Okay. Yep.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. What a weekend Twin Peaks has in store for you this weekend. Hockey and basketball are back in action with both of your local teams playing twice starting tonight. They've also got a big pay-per-view matinee Saturday you're not going to want to miss. Light heavyweight title. It's up for grabs as Artur Beterbiev enters the ring in a rematch against Dmitry Bivol.
I think it's all right.
Did I mention all the awesome action is accompanied by their beanies and bikinis? Costume party. Talk about the ultimate man cave experience.
Talk about bearing the lead.
Beterbiev and Bivol, plus the bikinis and beanies. Hey, this is the ultimate sports bar. And it's also a great restaurant compared to other sports bars. They deserve your time. They don't just serve up bar food. It's elevated and impressive. Did you know They've actually got a scratch kitchen. Their team is in there every day at 7 a.m. prepping all the food you're going to enjoy. They smoke their own ribs, brisket, chicken wings, and thighs. They cut their own New York strips, craft their own meatballs, hand-cut the chicken tenders, boneless wings. You know about all that. Plus, there's their high-end favorites from the bar, Orphan Barrel, Jefferson's Reserve, Blanton's, even high-end tequilas like Cinco and Añejo and Don Julio 1942. And you should know by now they pour the coldest beer in the state. What more would you want as you watch Beter Biev and Bivel? Twin Peaks, see what a difference they can be when it comes to game watching, eats, drinks, scenic views.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
At least she didn't vacuum right in front of you. Like, no, did she cross in front of the TV while you were trying to watch it?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, that would be rude.
It was funny because she was literally watching all the pregame stuff. And then, like, the game started. And
the game started. Now it's time for, like, not during the pregame stuff.
I was cracking up. Because it wasn't, like, you wanted to see the puck drop, right?
Well, yeah.
After what happened Saturday night, I felt puck drop. Here we go. This is going to be a big thing. Vacuum fires up. And I guess I could still see it. I laughed. 248-539-9797. Joe is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Joe.
Yeah. My comment is what I took away from that tournament. I did not watch it. Just the highlights on PTI is that the fact that they say there's no more violence in hockey is just a lie, because all the highlights I saw was fighting.
Well, it was a part of the game Saturday for sure at the beginning. The game that followed it was pretty amazing. And then the game last night, there was no fighting. No.
In fact, the game Saturday after the first 9 seconds when he got rid of those first three fights,
yeah,
once that was done, That game Saturday was outstanding hockey. It was just like last night's game. It was outstanding hockey.
Yep.
Wall-to-wall excitement, scoring opportunities, heavy hitting, clean hitting, clean hockey. Really nothing controversial in either game.
It's the only game that I know that you can do an attempted murder or assault. Oh. Example, Yuri Fisher hitting some guy across the face, or the guy that put his skates up so high that it split another guy's throat. Are any of them in jail for doing that?
Well,
that was a total accident.
Yeah, good luck proving that that was intentional to try to slit somebody's throat with your skate. But in the Fisher thing with getting your stick up, you can make a case. I'm not going to make a case it's attempted murder, but is that assault of some kind? Yeah, and players have been in the past. Players have been brought up on charges.
Was Yuri Fisher brought up on charges?
No. Why do you want your why are you bringing that? What do you got against Yuri Fisher? What do you got against hockey?
I just don't like the violence. It's like the Roman.
All right, then don't watch it.
Yeah, well, he doesn't.
All right then.
I mean, it's a part of the game.
Clutch your pearls and watch it somewhere else. Don't watch it.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that, but it's not. The players are. It's not life and death. Okay, it's not Roman Coliseum stuff. It's agreed upon. Oftentimes, hey, we're going to fight now. It's ice justice. And, it kind of takes me back to a time where two people, if they had differences and they ended up fighting, it didn't end up in court.
Right.
Which I'm not sure wasn't a better place. And by the way, they didn't bring weapons. but doesn't...
Oh, but
people
when you play with
would settle it with their hands and that was it. And now, too frequently, it gets settled with weapons. But
look, I mean, is hockey a violent sport? Yeah.
Yep.
Is it the most violent sport? No.
I mean, boxing.
Well, I mean that's actual combat. But I mean, if you want, like, is football more violent than hockey?
Yeah. I mean, yes. They don't have fighting, but there's more hitting. There's hitting every play. It's like literally. Well, I mean,
there's fighting. They don't condone it. I mean, you'll get flagged for it. Yeah, but
there's not much.
I mean, you can hit a guy who's not looking.
My man doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it. All right, that's right.
Let's reel it in. If you don't like any kind of
I didn't mean to say you were clutching your pearls.
I
said it.
Let's go to Avery in Livonia. Hi, Avery.
All due respect.
Hey guys, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
I just had a pointer on that last conversation with hockey being violent. It's the only sport that self-regulates. You get a fist fight, you're not getting fined or suspended. You get a penalty in the box.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Yeah, and you can eventually drop the gloves if you want to, and you'll also serve time in the box.
Yeah, they have embellishment penalties, so if you try to flop, you're going to the penalty box.
Yeah, but you never go by yourself. They'll always they'll call both. They'll call the attempted trip, and then they'll call the embellishment, which bothers me. That's something I'd like to see changed in hockey, where if somebody's embellishing the call, then call them for it. Don't also throw the other guy off because
it's weird. If it was a penalty,
then it's a penalty.
Then it's a penalty. But if it wasn't a penalty and he embellished, why is he getting the penalty? I've always found that to be rather curious. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but has it happened where somebody just got a straight embellishment penalty and the guy who was the victim of the embellishment also didn't get sent to the penalty box? Because I feel like if it was a penalty, how do we even know it was embellishment? Whatever. We've gotten down a wormhole here.
I didn't expect that.
It's a great sport. It's too bad that,
this is the kind of talk we had, though, around the water cooler at Guapo International. On a daily basis, man. After the big game, you'd hang out by the water cooler.
A marketing company you worked for?
Yeah, but you were limited to 45 seconds at the water cooler before you had to get back to your cubicle and get the work done.
Is that what it was?
No.
Guapo International. Gator, you know what tomorrow is.
Well, tomorrow is Saturday. It's the return of Red Wing Hockey. They play at 12:30.
And the return of?
Reacher season 3, I think, kicked off last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Tiger baseball?
Ah, there it is.
Spring training, first game for the Tigers?
Yeah, look, these early spring training
games. The debut
games,
of Kenta Maeda?
New and improved Kenta Maeda.
Yeah. Now with more Kenta.
I hope he's new and improved Kenta Maeda. Maybe.
22% more Kenta.
Let's hope for less Maeda.
Yeah, I'm not sure we want more Kenta.
Well, more Kenta.
Less Kenta. We want less Kenta. But yeah, Tiger baseball is back tomorrow. So we've got that to look forward to. And I believe the first TV broadcast, we'll have the game tomorrow, right? We got the game tomorrow. Has that been confirmed? Yeah. And then the first TV broadcast, I think, is Sunday. So, chance to see our Tigers, which there is probably more anticipation for this Tiger season than any in the last 7-8 years.
Well, I don't know if our station's not going to have the game. It'll be on one of the Odyssey
stations. One of our stations.
Yeah, because the Red Wings play at
the same time.
The same time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of our stations is carrying it. But either way, it's back. One of the more anticipated Tiger seasons in quite some time. Quite some time.
I like it. Yep. Looking forward to it. That's for sure.
Did you guys hear about that parking wars going on with Torres and Baez?
No, what happened? I heard of it, but what exactly happened?
So apparently, Javi Baez has the Lamborghini SUV. Is it the Urus? I think it's called, and had parked it in this. He made his own parking spot.
Yeah,
he just decided he's going to park next to a berm. And park
it's
it
like
sideways.
Underneath a couple palm trees. It's like this middle island in the middle of the, I don't know where, close to the doors, I guess.
So that's where he's at.
Yep.
And he can't, and people have called him out for it. The media's made note of it. And he's had a couple different cars. One day he had a Porsche there. And then the other day he had the Lamborghini SUV.
Yep.
So what, he goes to park yesterday in that spot and it's already occupied by Gleyber Torres.
He took his fake parking spot?
Right, and Gleyber Torres has parked it with his Lamborghini.
Yeah, you got a nice one. Lambo was Lambo here.
Yeah. So they had to park behind. So Javi had to park behind it. So now you got Lambo on Lambo crime, both made up parking spots in the stadium lot.
This is my fake parking spot.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Lamborghinis only, apparently?
Well, no, there was a Porsche there, so...
All right, so Jeff Rieger's in studio. What's up, man?
Hi, guys. Yeah, Javi has the, I saw the free article. He's got the Porsche and the Lambo.
Yeah.
He's living on it.
Well, I mean, when you sign that contract, yeah, you're going to be able to afford that.
Must make fans really happy. Open up the free, you're like, oh, that's a nice new Porsche, and he hits 185.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
A little bit like you guys. We'll talk a little hockey, obviously, right out the gate. Did it live up to the hype? Did you find yourself invested? And then 3 o'clock, Rico has a Michigan State basketball question that I'm dying to know what people feel about.
Okay.
Big game. You going, Doug?
I'm not. My kid's got a game. I will be at that. Okay. So,
Gator, are you going?
No, I'm not going to set foot in that city, but unless it's to see Doug.
You have before.
Yeah, unless it's to see Doug. No, actually, I think
when's the last time you've been there?
To Chrysler or to Ann Arbor?
I've never seen a basketball game at Chrysler.
Haven't you?
Never. No.
The only time,
in fact, I've only been to Chrysler once in my life. That was when you and I did the show there.
Yeah.
The signing day show that they had there when Harbs was there.
Yep. Yeah, the signing with the stars?
Yes, we were backstage.
Brady.
We were on live. Do Peter? Are you going tonight?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. Cool. Well, have fun. I'll be out of town. Road game tonight. So
I'll be in the upper bowels of Chrysler.
Yeah, where they got the media.
Rico's going to be in the Maze Rage wearing that Spartan stuff.
Yeah. Good luck.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Have a great show, guys. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.